With the Victoria Day long weekend just around the corner, BC Ferries says they're summer ready. The company anticipates carrying over 9 million passengers and nearly 4 million vehicles over the summer season, building upon last year's record-breaking numbers between May 15 and September 2, 2024. We're operating in a more complex environment, aging ships, increased demand and busy terminals all put pressure on the system, said Stephen Jones, Vice President of Engineering. We've done the work to deliver a strong peak season. Refits are complete, crews are in place, and we've planned carefully to get people where they need to go safely and reliably. BC Ferries outlined several key initiatives undertaken to prepare for the expected surge in travel. These initiatives focus on fleet maintenance, increased service, enhanced passenger experience and affordability. Read more of our West Coast Traveler tips and advisories. BC Ferries has completed 21 vessel refits as part of its fleet maintenance program, aiming to reduce fuel consumption, lower emissions and noise and improve overall reliability. Noteworthy upgrades include the installation of fairing cones on the propellers of the Queen of Oak Bay and the implementation of variable frequency drives on the Coastal Renaissance. Recognizing the rising seasonal demand, BC Ferries has added more than 1,000 extra round trips across its major routes. This expansion of service aims to provide more travel options for customers and alleviate potential congestion during peak times. A new 4:30 p.m. sailing from Sahwa Sen to Departure Bay has also been introduced to further accommodate passenger needs. BC Ferries reservations mandatory this fall on Horseshoe Bay to Departure Bay route. Furthermore, regulatory approval has been granted for the Queen of Capilano, which services the Horseshoe Bay, Bowen Island route, to carry an additional 150-foot passengers. This will boost peak sailing capacity to 600 passengers and crew when necessary. BC Ferries is investing in improving the overall passenger experience by hiring over 600 seasonal and operational staff to ensure smooth and efficient operations. Pet-friendly travel options have been expanded with the addition of outer deck pet areas on 5 more vessels, supplementing the 12 existing northern route vessels. Passengers traveling on the Sahwa Sen to Swartz Bay route can look forward to a new Seascapes lounge experience soon on 2 Spirit-class vessels. Additionally, new point-of-interest announcements are planned for inside passage routes, offering passengers informative insights into the cultures and histories of the coastal communities. This initiative was developed in partnership with First Nations along the northern routes. Read more. BC Ferries adds second Nanaimo destination from Sahwa Sen Terminal to encourage off-peak travel and minimize congestion during peak times. The company has added over 350,000 saver fare spaces. As we prepare for what we expect will be the busiest summer yet, our team is ready to deliver the best possible service for every customer, said Lindsay Matthews, Vice President of Public Affairs and Marketing. We're expecting it to be a busy season, and while we're likely to face challenges due to the age of our fleet, we're committed to working as hard as possible to get things back on track when those situations arise, keeping customers informed every step of the way and giving them the smoothest trip possible. Looking to the future, BC Ferries is planning for long-term resilience in the ferry system with the expected arrival of 4 Island-class vessels in 2026, followed by 4 new major vessels between 2029 and 2031. These additions will significantly increase capacity and modernize the fleet to meet growing demand. Passengers are encouraged to book their travel in advance, especially during peak season, and to check the BC Ferries website for the latest information on schedules, fares and travel advisories. Plan your adventures throughout the West Coast at westcoasttraveler.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The West Coast Traveler. And for the top West Coast travel stories of the week delivered right to your inbox, sign up for our weekly Armchair Traveler newsletter.